the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Seven foods that are ruining your health, but I'm going to change it up a little bit because I like to throw curves at you. And what I'm going to look at is seven foods that might be ruining your diet. Now, as far as the main title of the segment, seven foods that are ruining your health, I can tell you what they are right now. Wheat, corn, soy, dairy, generally in too high of amounts, are your big four allergens. White sugar, white flour. Of course, we already covered wheat with that. And then anything with gluten in them. Now, those are foods that are non-foods that really honestly don't belong in your diet or at minimal levels, especially when you're looking at those grains. But what I want to look at today is a little something different. I want to look at things that you might think are helping you lose weight, but they're not. And these are seven foods that can actually be ruining your diet. So it's hard when you're an integrative doc and you have somebody comes in and they've been reading and they've been studying and are taking things and they're honestly making a great effort, but they're not making progress because it simply isn't working or because their information is bad. They get very disheartened. You know, hey, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm eating yogurt every day. Did you know that that might be really high in fat unless you're using the zero fat? And they get very disheartened. So what I'm trying to do is listeners out there that might be trying to shed a few pounds or doing something like that, these are foods that can really catch you off guard that are going to absolutely blow your diet. They're going to completely blow your diet. You're not going to lose weight and you're just going to get frustrated. And number one, wrap sandwiches, right? So you look over there and you see the big thick bread and then you see that little thin wrap. You're like, hey, that's less bread. Don't be fooled into thinking these things are thinner. These shells are rolled up calories that are more than you can imagine. And if you actually unravel the wrap shell, you'll be surprised that it's such a big surface area. Because you ever really unwind a wrap? It's huge. More fillers, bigger size, more actual flour than most standard bread sizes. Okay, let's bring on an expert in these seven foods that you should avoid with Dr. Timothy Morley. Dr. Morley, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, I was looking at seven foods just kind of to stay away from and dieting, things like that. But you've actually, on your website, hormoneeducation.com, and the way you lecture and things like that, you have a real specific seven foods that are ruining your health. Can you take us through those?
Yeah, you know, I want to even take it a little bit deeper. I have some foods, really, not just foods, but types of foods, food classes that really are unhealthy for you and really should be avoided at all costs. You know, diet is so important, and food needs to fuel the body and make you feel good and give you the energy that you need to really live your life fully. And I think people need to educate themselves as to what they should and should not be eating. I guess the types of foods that you should avoid are as follows. Number one, you know, as I say, food should nourish your body. And there are lots of foods out there that are marketed
as
healthy, but they're really not healthy. Things such as energy bars. You know, a lot of these energy bars have enough calories and things in them that make them almost like candy bars or granola smoothies. People think that they're drinking a smoothie and, oh, I'm getting some vegetables or some fruits. But, you know, really those are empty calories and those are filled with simple sugars. So you really need to be aware of foods that are marketed as healthy but really aren't. Just because it says organic or natural does not mean that it's healthy for you.
Yeah, it frustrates the heck out of me because people bring in, like, salad dressing. And I was just talking about things, full-fat yogurts. And they're like, see, I'm losing weight. And I'm like, do you have any idea how hard you're trying but that it can't work because you are misinformed? It is very frustrating, yeah.
Exactly.
What else do you list with that? What other things do you have on your hit list, Doc?
I have things that are processed foods, like cold cuts, deli meats, God forbid, hot dogs. Those are essentially preserved foods, and they preserve foods by adding a couple things. One is sodium, which is linked to hypertension, et cetera. Another preservative is nitrates. Your body changes nitrates into nitrites, which can lead to other diseases such as cancers. So preserved, processed foods really should be avoided at all times.
safe rule, the farther from nature and the more processed, the more dangerous, or not safe rule?
I think it's a safe rule. And in fact, I would even take it farther. I like to say that that if it wasn't a food 100 years ago, then it's not a food now. Don't eat it.
So, wow. And, okay, I have a thing with salt that I say to my patients, and I'd like to see where you stand on it.
Sure.
What I'll say is there's a difference between salt and unopposed sodium. I'm a cardiologist by training.
Sure.
And we live in Arizona, and people, I can't get their fluid straight, and I realize that they've been low salt for years, and
sure.
they can't make digestive enzymes. They can't make, you know, they're basically chloride deficient as well. So
sure.
I let them know that it should be colored. It should be, you know, like ocean salt. It should be gray. It should be pink. Do you have a similar stance to that, or would you not agree with that, Doc?
I would absolutely agree with it. The, you know, the interesting thing about salt is that people think, oh, well, I'm not going to put, you know, the common table salt, the white salt, on my food, so I'm avoiding salt. That really isn't the case. We get 80% of our salt from foods, and especially if they're processed foods, it's the bad salt. So I would completely agree with you. Salt is good. It's needed. It helps balance your body, but it needs to be the right salt, so I definitely think you're on the right track with that.
Dr. Timothy Morley, he's an osteopathic doctor, trained at Ohio University College of Medicine, hormoneeducated.com. I'd like you to tie that in with your feelings on iodine, which is very front and center in the news. I'm a big believer that a lot of our country is iodine deficient that might be adding to some of the estrogen problems. You're a hormone expert. What is your opinion on it, Dr. Morley?
I, again, would agree with that. Iodine is a very important element. It's used in many ways in your body. One of the ways that it's used is to make thyroid hormones. And without enough iodine, you won't be able to make enough thyroid hormone. And what's interesting thing about hormones is they're really all interrelated. For example, the thyroid, that helps determine that when you eat something, are you going to process it and make it into blood sugar to use for energy, or are you going to store it for later as fat? And that affects, you know, your blood sugar levels, which affects your insulin. Cortisol levels are also related to blood sugar and blood sugar levels. So, you know, right away, if you affect your thyroid, you're also going to affect your cortisol levels. You could affect your insulin levels. And again,
yeah,
cortisol levels, you know, that also affects progesterone levels, melatonin levels. So this is all interrelated, and iodine is clearly a needed element.
Now I'm going to jump you from scientist to clinician, and I'm going to get the question that I'm asked every day in my office. Can I have a cheat day? and people ask me that.
Well,
and I'm like, well, it depends on what a cheat day is. Because you're a clinician as well. And what do you say to somebody who says, let's say they're doing real well for a while, and they're like, can I have a cheat day? And how do you answer that, or what do you say?
You know what I find with cheat days? I find that if people really, truly are practicing the preventative lifestyle and eating right and exercising, they'll try to have a cheat day every once in a while. But when they do, then they just don't feel good. And the more you're into it, the more of a habit it becomes. And you really don't want to have cheat days. I think cheat days are not going to hurt you every once in a while. But it almost, if done properly, it almost kind of guides you back to the right track.
Yeah, I also, if food was an addiction to them, and they had such a hard time breaking it, let's say that they were a really bad paleo diet where they're eating nothing but smoked meats and processed meats, or the Atkins diet people, or they, or someone just had a very standard American diet and they're like, okay, can I once a month go through a drive-through? I'll say, can you spray pesticide in your mouth? Well, probably, but that doesn't mean it's good for you. And I let them know that a cheat day might be a burger, but that doesn't mean you can't eat a free-range burger with an organic onion and some healthy mayo on a multigrain. You know,
I would absolutely agree. I would
absolutely agree. Dr. Morley, I apologize. We need to have you on more because we need to talk about hormones and things. We really appreciate you joining us here at Radio MD.
And
that was Dr. Timothy Morley. He is at hormoneeducation.com. This is Radio MD, where we ask you to like us at Facebook and on Twitter. The Heart of Integrative Medicine. I'm Dr. Weiss at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.